Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Bartender, champagne, and a giraffe of wine. Today, we pay a tribute to the veterans on Memorial Day. So we're going to get a little heavy on patriotism, and of course we'll stay light with a little bit of humor. So hang in there, and we'll pick a subject to talk about. The first subject we will talk about is Sharia law. We don't want it, we don't need it, we have our own law. It's called the Declaration of Independence, and it's followed by the Constitution. And those are the only two laws of the land we need. Take your Sharia and run it right back to Sharia land and practice head cutting over there and not over here. We don't like it. We don't want it. You can stick it where the sun don't shine. Thank you very much. Would you like some good news? I just saw some stats that are very exciting. The stats are on the number of hunters in individual states. And you know, every hunter goes hunting. He either goes with a bow or a gun. Most of them go with guns. So, you got to figure every hunter has at least one gun. In the state of Wisconsin, there are 600,000 hunters. In the state of Pennsylvania, there are 750,000 hunters. In the state of Michigan, there are 700,000 hunters. And in the state of West Virginia, there are 250,000 hunters. And if you add those states up, you got 2,050,000. And then you've got 2 million. You got 2,300,000. We beat the entire Chinese army in four states by 100,000. And that's only four states. You got 48 to go. And that's why Obama wants to seize everybody's guns. And the consensus of opinion is the revolution begins when you knock on the door to take one man's guns away. And the saying is, if you take one, you got to take all. And you're not going to be able to do it. And that's why they're scheming and plotting and making it hard for gun registration and playing games. But I got to tell you something with these figures here. There's something that nobody's considering. The female population. If I was the NRA, I would have a one-year campaign on getting women familiar with weapons. Let them go to the shooting ranges. Introduce them to small handguns, you know, compact size. It sure beats a 911 call. If somebody is trying to hurt you and you're trying to dial 911, you can get off six rounds real quick. You can change his mind so fast. Girls, you should consider it. You've been trained and brainwashed to be afraid of guns. So when you see one, you get scared. Once you know how it works and which end the bullet comes out of and how to fire it, and you're more familiar with it, you respect it, but you're not afraid of it. And not only that, but going to the shooting range, you meet some nice-looking guys. And they'd love to show you. So let me give you a shooting song. Got to give credit to the FBI. I think they're making more terrorist arrests than they're telling us. I think that they are rounding up a lot of terrorists, and the reason that they're not telling us is because they're all Muslim. Bad Muslims. Those are the bad Muslims. There are good Muslims here. I know one guy personally. And so, therefore, they keep the names out of the paper so people can't say, there's another Muslim, Mary. They got another Muslim today, Joe. So, what are we going to do? We're fighting a war. You know, we're fighting the 911 war. Was it 10 years ago that the Muslims descended upon us out of the sky? Gave us the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States. No one inflicted more damage to civilians than the Muslims that came from Saudi Arabia. Yes. Nobody hurt us more. We lost 3,245 people on 9/11. And of course, the media, the communist media, they didn't count the 200 unborn babies who died with their mothers, crushed and burned. Yep, they don't count unborn babies in America. At least Muslims respect life. Not yours, but theirs, their children. Abortion is murder in Islam. Abortion is murder in a lot of places. I'm sure when they held the Nuremberg trials, if we presented our case for all the abortions taking place in the United States, especially the partial birth abortions, which is the biggest atrocity, there is no greater atrocity. Dr. Joseph Mengele couldn't dream up any more torturous a death than that. That's horrible. It is really sad. So we lost 3,245 Americans on 9/11. I think we lost about 4,600 in Iraq. And I know Bush lost 460 in Afghanistan. And then Obama came in and he brought peace and he lost 2,000 in Afghanistan plus SEAL Team 6. Which he's not going to make a movie about. Not the death of SEAL Team 6. He's going to make the one where he got Bin Laden single-handedly. And that's why I'm not voting for him, because he doesn't like the military. And I hear he's pulling 9,000 Marines out of Okinawa. You know, we lost 12,000 Marines in Okinawa. Bill O'Reilly asked that tonight, which was the greatest loss in the Pacific for the Marine Corps. I always thought it was Iwo Jima. And I think we lost 6,000 in Iwo Jima. We lost 12,000 in Okinawa. And that's why Harry Truman dropped the two big ones. Harry Truman was pro-life, especially American life, but he saved a lot of Japanese lives, too, because the country was planning on harakiri. Real sad. It's real sad. Now we have Iran in a nuclear race, and if they don't get the nukes in time, Pakistan will lend them a few. But the goal is to annihilate Israel, and Obama has created the Muslim Brotherhood and supported it, and he called it the free elections in Egypt, as Hosni Mubarak rots away in a jail. Hosni, who kept peace in the Middle East for his term of office. Now, the great jihad is about to begin against Israel. And, of course, Obama leaked to Iran that the Israelis were using a base in Azerbaijan and tipped off the Iranians. There's a lot of loose lips in Washington today. When you have a private who leaks 80,000 emails to WikiLeaks and says he did it because there was no equality for gays in the military. We got a problem. We got a problem. Many people are going to die because of this problem. And after 9/11, my first question was, what is the magic number? When I say the magic number, I mean the number that brings out the flamethrowers and the final offense. And that magic number, my friends, in the United States today, based on my calculations, is 1,000,000. Before we will take heavy action against any enemy, 1,000,000 Americans will have to die. And that's scary. That's really scary. So, now that I've depressed you, let me cheer you up and we'll pay a tribute to all those Americans. And that doesn't count 47,000 that are missing limbs, the walking wounded that are trying to find jobs. And there are some companies here in the United States that didn't hold their job when they left because they don't support the war. They say they're anti-war. There's no such thing as anti-war. The real word is anti-win. They don't want you to win. Go and fight, but don't win. That's not the American way. The American way is wham, bam, a thank you, ma'am. Hang in there.
The minstrel boy to the war is gone.
at least thy right shall guard. One faithful heart shall praise. But the foeman's chain could not bring his proud soul under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder and said, no chain shall fall. And bravery, thy sons were made for the pure and free. They shall never sound in slavery. Land of song.
There's a hymn called A Faith of Our Fathers, and one of the lines in it is, our fathers chained in prisons dark. We have fathers who are chained in prisons dark. Sometimes it's in a cell, and sometimes it's just a psychological muzzle. The psychological muzzle is now currently being used against chaplains for saying the word Jesus Christ in the military. I don't know how the communists got to be top dog, but apparently they're making the rules when a Navy chaplain can't say Jesus Christ outside the chapel. And then we have a serviceman who refused to serve wearing a NATO patch and was court-martialed because he joined the military to serve and protect his country under the American banner, and he didn't want to, he was not serving NATO, and he refused to wear the patch, so they made an example out of them. The communists are great at making examples out of people. There was a guy named Bernie Goetz in New York who used to ride the subway. He was a geek and a computer geek, a radio geek. And he got tired of being mugged on the subway, so he carried a gun to work. And four guys approached him, and one guy had a screwdriver. I don't know if another guy had a knife. And Bernie drew his gun, and he shot all four of them. And to make an example out of Bernie, they charged him with defending himself. And they're doing that to a serviceman in Afghanistan tonight. There is a lieutenant rotting in jail, an army lieutenant named Behenna. And he shot a captured terrorist that lunged at him. And because he was a prisoner, Behenna was charged with his murder and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. And all Lieutenant Behenna wanted to do was to serve his country. and he had a clean record. And now he rots in jail, and his mother laments the day he put on the uniform of the United States. And that's not right. That's not right. And the politicians up on the top, including presidents, who will take bribes to free people who supplied the Iranians with guns. President Pinocchio Pants, he pardoned Mark Rich, who was dealing with the Iranians, convicted by Rudy Giuliani. And President Pinocchio Pants got a golden saxophone, while Lieutenant Behenna, who served his country, duty, honor, and country, is punished for being an American. And so I dedicate the next tune, Faith of Our Fathers, to people like Lieutenant Behenna and those unjustly tried. And by the way, Lieutenant Behenna was tried by 7 officers, none of which had combat experience. Not one. What does that tell you? So this is for Lieutenant Behenna and his family. And there's also a Colonel Chassani, who they also tried to make an example out of because he exhibited leadership skills. And they nearly got him. And I think he's still fighting. And I think he had to mortgage his house to defend himself. And that's not right. And if we don't make it right, one day we're all going to be on the wrong end of a gun.
Oh.
Americans that Obama has lost in Afghanistan in 3.5 years, 2,000, as compared to Bush, 461 in 8 years. Isn't that kind of scary? Plus, Obama lost the SEAL Team 6, and it was in the paper. You know what the paper headline was? Chopper crash. End of story. Buried the next day. And you know what else is happening? I told you about that guy that refused to wear the NATO patch. They're classifying dead Americans as NATO troops. So everybody, when they pick up the paper and they see five NATO soldiers killed today, everybody thinks the bodies are going to Holland. They're all coming here to the United States. They're our children. They're our sons and daughters. They're our national treasure. When I hear politicians talking about blood and treasure, I'd like to tar and feather them. Because you can't compare a blood to treasure. Treasure you can always get. You can't get a son or a daughter back. That's the national treasure. Money means nothing. And at the rate they steal, it definitely means nothing. So, yeah, I was surprised at that figure. And now you see how we treat our allies. We exposed the CIA doctor who was taking DNA samples during giving flu shots. Was that clever or not? Huh? Was that sharp? I always condemn the CIA for not being on the ball, but that was a good move. But whoever gave up that doctor and didn't get that doctor out of there before they could grab him, they sold him out. And I believe Obama is a horse trader. He'll trade an American for a deal with the enemy. He's a horse trader. And you know, there's one word that sounds like traitor. It's traitor. It's very close. You got to be careful what you trade. And speaking of trades, you know, you've got the House and the Senate are allowed to do inside trading. Insider trading, which is a criminal offense in Wall Street. If you're a Wall Street broker and you caught doing insider trading, you go to jail. You lose your license. But in the House and the Senate, it's okay. What I'd like to know, in the last 5 years, how many senators and congressmen took advantage of the inside trading laws that they wrote for themselves? And how much money did they make? And where did the tips come from? Are they the same tips that ride along with the champagne contributions from lobbyists? If I had my way, there'd only be one lobby in Washington. It would be in the hotel. And my son says every politician should do 4 years in office, followed by 4 years in jail. I love that saying. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about the combat losses yet to come. Now, you know that every jihadi and his mother has a great propaganda movie to make. And that movie is going to be The Retreat of the Americans from Afghanistan. And they're going to backshoot as many Americans as they possibly can. And my question on another show the other day was, how would you like to be the last guy out of Afghanistan? And Obama's not doing too well on the body count. And his press is covering up all his mistakes. They're even covering up where he was born. And here's a president of the United States. If a guy came to you for a job, wouldn't you check him out? Wouldn't you want to know his background, where he came from? Does he live with his family? What his attitude in life is? And we can't see this president's records. Who's running who here? Who is running the nation? It sure as hell ain't the voter. Voter don't count. But you better get out there and vote, because if you don't, it'll never count. So hang in there, and we'll do a tribute to all the troops that hopefully will come back in one piece, and Obama's body count in Afghanistan will not get much higher. But I got to tell you, he's setting us up every Taliban and his mother is coming into Afghanistan. And you know, on CNN the other night, they showed the wife of a Taliban, and she was missing three things. She was missing a nose and two ears because she wanted a divorce. How's that? That's a Sharia law that they tell you they want to run here alongside whatever we got left. So, having said that, let's welcome the troops back to the USA. See if we can give the Marines a treat. A bugler! Sound boots and saddles! Looking for the Marine Corps hymn. I got a good one. I got the best Marine Corps hymn. I'll find it. We'll play it later during the show. So I put War Chant in there. But what was I going to tell you? Oh, I also have a tribute to the American Indian who has served this country faithfully. even though taking an old line from Rudyard Kipling's Gunga Din, though they beat you and they curse you, by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. And it's true, American Indians are very resilient, and they are true warriors. And I listened one time, some liberal was setting up an American Indian, and he was saying, you were oppressed just like the blacks were oppressed. And this American Indian said, oh, wait a minute, don't compare us to the blacks. We're warriors. And we fought and we lost. We're warriors. And I thought that was good, because this guy was just trying to find more causes to take down the United States, and this American Indian wouldn't let him do it when he could have had good reason to. But like he said, he was a warrior. And I've got a I'm gonna find it and I'll play it. I've got a warrior's tune. A chant that was done by American Indian veterans. It's very good. Covers Korea, Vietnam, and with the beating of the war drums, or the tribal drums. And I have a picture of the famous picture of Iwo Jima. And I came across a painting, and the guy's name is on the painting. I forget his name. And it's the flag-raising ceremony at Iwo Jima. And there was an American Indian in that flag-raising ceremony. And in the picture, they show the Marines in the front, and he's the last Marine, and he's painted as an American Indian in his Indian clothing. And I've always had it on all my websites as a tribute to the American Indian. So, now having said that, let's call for the Eye of the Tiger. This is the Memorial Day weekend. This is a Saturday, and I turn on Fox, and the fleet is in. They got about 21 ships here in New York. Government is spending a bundle to bring all these ships into New York, and Fox says, New York welcomes the United States military. No, they don't. No, they don't. This is a disgrace. These guys are running around New York City. They're wearing their uniforms. They're not getting free coffee, free meals. Donald Trump hasn't opened up one empty room for them in his hotels. No hotel has opened up an empty room for these guys. Nobody's offered them free meals. Cabbies don't give them free rides. New York is not welcoming anybody but their money. And Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale, least of all. The only thing he's going to show up for is a photo op to say that he loves America. And then he's going to spit on an aircraft carrier. Yeah. Give me a break. New York welcomes. New York hasn't welcomed anybody. New York is a disgrace. And the only reason New York is still here is because of those ships in the harbor and the servicemen that serve that skeleton crew of freedom. We've got a whole mountain division upstate New York. Never once were they invited to New York City and given the keys to the city. Everybody pays lip service. There's only a half of 1% in the service and everybody else is in the lip service. And so, having said that, and let me say that Broadway never gave an empty seat in the theater to one of these GIs. Everybody sucks. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate it. The lowly Americans appreciate what you do because we know the score. And having said that, earlier in this show, I said we have 52 states. I apologize. I didn't tell you that I have hopes for two more. One is Puerto Rico, and the other one is the Philippines. God bless the Philippines. And we never did right by the Philippines. And China is eyeing the Philippines today. And when they get to spread out, that's going to be one of their first stops. So, wake up, America. We are about to enter World War III somewhere between now and tomorrow. And tomorrow, pray that tomorrow never comes. I found my Marine Corps hymn, and so I'm going to kick it off. And thanks to the Marine Corps, those sluggers who take the frontal blows. God bless you guys. And don't let them sissify you. Your captain's wearing earrings. Find another outfit. Okay, here we go. Bugler, sound boots and saddles. We'll be right back. told you I had the best U.S. Marine Corps hymn. I've also got the best Star Spangled Banner. And it was done by the original cast of World War II. In the meantime, we're going to pay a tribute to those Yankees and Rebels who had an argument and settled it at Gettysburg. And both sides were right and wrong. And the end result was we were all Americans until the Democrats got a hold of power. And now we're all little splinter groups running around looking for the rest of the wood. Hang in there. This is a Civil War tune, but you can play it for the guy who died yesterday. The next time somebody's talking about reparations, you sing him the words to this song. And never forget, 1,000 horses were lost at Gettysburg alone. And the sacrifice of the young white men to free the slaves, they are entitled to reparations too. They gave up all their tomorrows.
My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. And just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good, and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Though he comes no more, yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze on the hill where he waved a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given
I think that every time a plane comes back from Afghanistan with flag-draped coffins on it, all those senators and congressmen who voted to let the flag burn should have to go and unload those flag-draped coffins. They should be there when those planes come in. You know what? It wouldn't make a difference. They'd still vote to burn them. And you know how I know? 40 days before 9-1-1, they voted to burn the flag. And after 9-1-1, Congress tried to pass the Flag Desecration Act one more time, and they all voted the same as before 9-1-1. They're terrible. They're no good. You'd be better off making a fresh start with a fresh face. Get rid of all of these leeches. I call them termites, because they gnaw at the yoke of freedom. No more terms for termites. And now I'm going to give you, I hope, the Star Spangled Banner, recorded on vinyl by the original cast of World War II. This record was recorded just before D-Day. There's 47 scratches in the record. Each one represents 8,000 lives that were lost in World War II. So it's almost a prayer, and it is a sacred hymn. As we sign off, we'd like to pay a tribute to the World War II vets, that greatest generation, the generation that bought us 50 years of freedom, the generation that fought wars on four continents and won them all in 4 years, the generation that had superior weaponry. The Korean War vets who got caught wide open in the beginning and then had to slug it out using peacetime equipment. The Vietnam vets who were betrayed and sold out and abandoned on the battlefield by Lyndon Johnson. They were brought there by Democrats, and they were left there by Democrats. That's why I say Democrats get you into war, and then they leave you to die on the battlefield. And we're waiting to see the results of the Afghan retreat under Obama. So to all those vets, and the vets that World War I, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the war against the Mexicans, the war against Spain, everybody who stood and fought under that red, white, and blue banner, the stars, the bars, anybody who rallied when we called. God bless you. And we'll all meet again one day, where everything is nothing but sweet and beautiful.
We'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. Again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Found that tribute to the American Indians who served in all the wars And I would like to say thank you.